It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And so you can join us on the phones here at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything you want. Coming up, the feds have yet again cracked down in California on medical marijuana distribution points. We will explain to you what's the latest with that and more in that department as well. But first, your phone calls. We've got TSA George on the line calling from D.C. on the amp lines. Hello, TSA George.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, George.
Yeah, you guys were talking about passport requirements and stuff. You were trying to get an Earl Grey passport, Ian?
No, I haven't tried to do anything. My passport that I got in 2002 is expiring this year, and I felt uncomfortable with the idea of renewing it because I don't want to do any sort of voluntary business with the federal government. Mark's argument is that it's not voluntary. If I want to leave, then I'd have to have a passport from them in order to do so. I don't know. It really bothers me interacting with them at any level, which feels like consent. And to me, filling out one of their forms without a gun to my head does feel like consent. So it
bothers me. I hear you on that. I was just saying, Mark was wrong. You don't have to travel to the other country to get the other passport. You just go to a consulate. They have consulates and embassies throughout the U.S.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
You know, like every major city would probably have, like, you know, a foreign government consulate.
So, like, the next time I'm in New York City, for instance, I could go and do that there.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely find it there. I mean, New York City should have a consulate from just about every country in the world.
Right. That's right. You'll just drop by New York City's consulate for, BF Noaria and, pick up a passport. You'll drop off $500 and pick up a passport. It'll be easy as pie.
It's probably not going to be easy, but it sounds like I'd rather deal with a foreign criminal gang than the local criminal gang.
Well, I hear you on that.
George, do you have any recommendations on which country's passports are the easiest to get?
I don't know. You might want to try Belarus or maybe one of those Central African countries.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks for that tip. I appreciate the information. What else was on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. I just got to get back to work. I'm calling on your break.
I was hoping to hear the inside scoop on the Pimp Daddy.
Yeah. It really sucks that he got arrested, honestly.
This was your boss, by the way. It made national headlines. The TSA manager who was arrested for pimping, you worked for this guy because he's been fired.
Yep. Poor Huggy Bear has been fired. He was offering a service that was mutually, consenting, it's consensual.
Sure.
So they should not, on a more philosophical basis, he should not have been arrested. But on the other ground, a lot of my coworkers will not miss him because he was pretty hard on some of the coworkers in disciplinary actions. He had one of my friends fired for playfully slapping another coworker right there. He thought it was assault and stuff, but he stuck to his gun. She said it wasn't, and the other guy said it wasn't either, but he stuck to his guns because it's like he already made the accusation and he had her fired. So I'm on that one sense, I'm not too, I don't feel too bad about him getting fired in return because that's just karma, but just not in this way, the way.
George, I'll get you back to work, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. TSA George's boss at the TSA there in D.C. airport arrested for pimping. He was bringing people into a hotel room. They were paying $100 for entry into that hotel room where presumably some sort of sex acts were going on, although the details
were
not.
There were naked people in there.
Yeah, the details were not given.
It appeared to be some kind of naked party with lots of people in that hotel room.
That's there's no sex going on in there at all.
What I heard.
None.
None, huh?
None.
No sex in the champagne room.
That's right.
You know, Ian, the United States Department of Homeland Security and State Department have put a lot of pressures on a lot of nations around the world.
Uh-huh.
And immigration laws, passports, these things have gotten more difficult. Now, getting a passport from some places is relatively easy. in some ways, but you have to get visas on the other side if you've got yourself a passport that isn't that valuable.
I see.
So if you've got a passport from, I don't know, Miramar or Burma, mm-hmm. whichever, you know, North Korea, right? It's going to be difficult to get into pretty much any other country because, well, the only people who get passports in from North Korea are spies, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, there's more valuable and less valuable passports out there. You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mark. I have not done any research into this. I just... just don't feel comfortable dealing with the United States of America.
And I'd be willing to bet you're going to have a difficult time getting a passport of any value without traveling to that country. A friend of mine just got a passport from...
Well, wait, how is one passport different from another from the same country? I mean, TSA George just told you that you can go to their consulate and get it through that. You don't have to go to the country.
I know somebody who's researched this. I don't know what level of research TSA George has done. I mean, sure, he's seen some passports in his time, but that doesn't make him an expert on how to acquire them. And these rules have changed greatly over the last decade. So if one had information that was 10 years old, it might feel fresh in one's mind, but it may not be good.
So in my lifetime, I've been able to travel to Canada without a passport. My understanding is there is now, in a post-9/11 world, you're able to get a land-only passport, which is much like a
passport
laminated...
card.
Okay, right, like a laminated business card. Or you can get the standard traditional book. Now,
that's right.
I've never had a passport, so I'm much in the same situation as you are, Ian, in that I don't really want to deal with the state that much.
Right.
Or the federal government. But on the flip side, from a TSA standpoint, I've also gotten security clearances at two New England airports to go through security and not be like a pilot or whatever. But
is this new $100 program where you basically pay the TSA off?
No, but that I have heard of that, but this is not the same thing. This was a work related issue
for me,
and to get a passport. It seems to me that you don't need to go through a background check or anything, but to get a security clearance just to go not on a plane or anywhere near a plane or a maintenance or security or luggage handling or anything. I was working not an escort, but someone who is accompanying minors to the gate and making sure they got on the plane.
Like a temporary guardian or something?
Right,
like that.
Exactly. So the background check that I needed to go through for that was absolutely ridiculous, but to go through and try to get a passport is not the same. But
no, they just want paperwork.
They want paperwork.
Passport.
But also, if you have a DWI, you can't get into Canada.
Felonies.
No.
Or, yeah, but it doesn't even have to
or
be
DWI.
Or misdemeanors, right?
Right.
Some misdemeanors.
Really?
Well,
wow.
Some misdemeanors you can get in.
Because DWI, at least in New Hampshire, is a misdemeanor offense.
That's correct.
But they will not let you in.
Now, in Canada, do they actually pull up your record, or are they just asking you?
Depends on the situation. So they may ask you, you know, have you ever been in trouble? And then you get to answer that question in whatever way you answer that question. That's how they got me. They
so, said, like, I could be screwed then. I've been convicted of a misdemeanor.
I don't know the misdemeanors.
Right, so there's like a list, Canada has a list
yeah.
of things they think's okay,
yeah.
and then not so much.
I think the answer to the question is no.
No what?
I've never been in trouble.
Well,
right.
I haven't either.
No.
Look at me polishing my halo. I've never done anything wrong.
The answer is no. Whatever the... Oh, are you talking about that? My mistake. I thought that fell into a different category. You know?
Right.
Yeah. That's how you answer that question. Have you ever been in trouble? No. Says here, Mr. Edge, that you were convicted of murder in 1989.
Oh, that!
Well, that's been a long time. I was minor. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
The answer to the question is no.
I'm not the same person I was then.
Do you have drugs in your pockets? No.
No.
But, you know, no.
Right.
No. No. No.
Are you carrying guns concealed?
No.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, of course, as I said, that if you need to get out of somewhere, then you probably don't even want to show your passport. You probably just want to sneak out, is what I would think. Like, if they're after you in the United States and you want to leave, then if you show your passport, then they're going to know who you are, right?
So it would seem.
Probably should just leave instead.
I know what they're would be after you for, but
855-450-FREE. Well, there's all kinds of new laws and rules, Mark, coming out every single day that criminalize all manner of things, so they could be after you for anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Vamos, Firefly, for free! JacksDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is...
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark. We invite you on over to our website, freetalklive.com, where you can go to experience that. Lots of different features are available to you, and the main feature allows you to control the content of the site, submit different things to the website, vote on the items, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So our listeners, you, get to decide what is important on our website. Go and see for yourself what I mean by going to freetalklive.com and you can sign up for a free account and then start casting your vote. Right now, there's the top headline is the prices that AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint charge for cell wiretaps, followed by the 12 worst colleges for free speech in 2012. So it changes every single day because you decide what's important over at freetalklive.com.
So it changes during the day, too, and you know,
yeah, it does,
all the time.
Throughout the, yeah.
It's dynamic. If you're looking for a backup generating system for your house, it's a good idea to have some kind of generator to at least run the necessities when some kind of disaster strikes. It's an even better idea to have that generating system be paying for itself all the time. Most generators, you know, sit out in the garage or the shed until they're needed, and you dust them off, hope that the gas hasn't clogged everything up, and, you know, get it going. The SG1 by Sound Wisdom is a generating system that's always on, and it takes off the grid, say, your freezer and your well pump and, you know, whatever things you decide are what you want to take off and, you know, the things you need in an emergency. They have people standing by all the time to answer phones. All you have to go to is freetalklivesolar.com. The telephone number is right there for you, and you can find out more about the SG1 and get one for yourself. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
Coming up, we got some emails to share, but since we've been talking about travel-related stuff here at the front of the show with TSA George calling in to kick things off, Nemi, you have a related story, speaking of the TSA.
I sure do. You know, these TSA stories, there was one not so long ago about a drug dealer in one of the New England airports that was using his position as a TSA person to run drugs.
Sweet.
You know.
Smart
and
move.
So today...
Although I guess he got caught, so maybe,
yeah, maybe it wasn't so smart. He wasn't so good at it,
right.
Anyway. TSA screener at JFK in New York hurled hot coffee at an American Airlines pilot who told her to stop swearing.
Mm. The pilot told the TSA agent to stop swearing.
That's right. Got an airport security worker was arrested after throwing a hot cup of coffee over a pilot who told her to stop swearing. TSA agent Letitia L., spelled E-L, 30, was in the middle of a conversation with a work colleague at JFK when she was interrupted by the American Airlines pilot. Off-duty airman Stephen Trivett, 54, was exiting a terminal when he overheard Elle swearing and asked her to tone down the profanity.
I wonder if he's off-duty when he's leaving he hasn't even left the airport yet. He's parked his plane. Is he off-duty at that moment?
He must have clocked out.
I think it's much like a security clearance. You always have it. So whether or not you're on the clock, quote-unquote,
sure,
you're still a person who has the clearance, who has the authority, and you know what? If somebody is cussing...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've said on the show before that I cuss like a trucker, but you know what? When I'm on somebody else's clock and someone's paying me and I'm in a public capacity, I'm not dropping the F-bomb or the S-bomb or any other bomb.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, there are standards that need to be upheld. So
there's a time and a place.
Right, exactly. Well said. So Trivett, the pilot of Butler, Tennessee, told them they should conduct themselves more professionally in uniform and not use profanity or the N-bomb, according to the New York Post. One of the TSA screeners told Trivett to mind his own business and swore at him. Trivett then... then identified himself as a quote-unquote TSA officer, an armed pilot, before trying to grab the ID tags of screener L to get her name.
Yeah, but, and this, by the way, you know, think whatever you think about this story, whatever racial undertones there are, think whatever you want. But consider for a second that a little bit of humility often dissolves a situation.
Yeah.
That no matter what, I mean, if you, you know, sometimes it's best just to say, yep,
you're right.
What? My mistake.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
Thank you.
People are human.
Thanks for stepping in.
You know, if you're working in an open concept kitchen and in a restaurant and you burn yourself and you drop a swear, I mean, there's scientific proof that swearing actually alleviates more stress than saying "dag nabbit" or whatever. Yeah, that's true. I'll probably pull it up later on in the show, but I can understand from an owner's a person who is cutting a paycheck's point of view, professionalism. You don't want somebody in your kitchen dropping the F-bomb. You don't want somebody working.
I don't know. It's a kitchen.
Necessarily.
Well, in front of customers, so what's the big deal?
No, that's what the
open, right.
That's
open concept. Like,
it's
in
like
front
a dining
of customers.
Kitchen, right,
oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Open concept.
Right.
I had no idea what
sorry.
That meant.
Sorry. So you know, if you're in front of customers, there's a time and a place, as Mark said. There's a standard of conduct, and I, as someone who typically cusses like a trucker, I understand there's a time and place. When I'm in uniform or when I'm on the clock working for someone, that is not the time or the place.
Gotcha.
So the story continues. Port Authority police sources told the newspaper that the TSA agent responded by hurling a full cup of coffee over the pilot.
Yeah, that's not the same as the humility thing I was talking about, right?
No, not at all.
It's the other direction.
The pilot was not seriously injured. The TSA agent of Brooklyn's East New York was charged with harassment and misdemeanor assault for the incident at 5 a.m. on March 28th.
Oh, well, it's just before. If it's before 6 a.m., I don't think anything should be held against her.
For me, it's before 10. But, you know, if you're uncaffeinated, All calls are off, really.
Yeah, she did abuse the coffee by throwing it at the guy.
That is true.
She could have hurt that guy.
She probably did hurt that guy.
Well, that just makes me think of the $1 million hot coffee McDonald's lawsuit. I mean, how much damage was done? Does it really warrant a charge of misdemeanor harassment and misdemeanor assault? Yeah, because you know what? If you're dropping the N-bomb and someone's asked you politely, presumably, to watch your language, you know, if you're in a uniform, you're on somebody's time clock, and you're serving the public as the TSA is supposed to do, then why on earth, what would possess you to throw a cup of coffee on the guy? But further to that, like we were talking about earlier, why is it that to get past security, I need to go through a stringent background check? To get a passport, I need to have none. But to be a TSA agent, you apparently don't need to go through much of anything. You just need to be a high school graduate, go to a few weeks of training, and gosh, you can go hang out with your friends and cuss like a trucker on the clock. And
well, like most law enforcers and TSA, I'm sure most law enforcers would be insulted to suggest by the suggestion that TSA agents are law enforcers. But you know, they're the lower tier, if you will, of law enforcement. Like most law enforcement, they have a badge and they feel,
even though it's sewn to the vest.
They upgraded to the real badge
recently, didn't they?
Yeah, I think some of them have. I'm not sure if it's TSA wide, but I've seen it.
I love the sewn-on badge. That's good stuff.
I think that you know, people with badges tend to believe they're untouchable, and in most cases,
got a lot of evidence.
True.
You shouldn't throw coffee at people, though.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI.
Don't they teach you that in nursery school? You can't kick people.
No kicking.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Still to come here, your emails. I got a couple of those to share. And your phone calls, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and lots of features await you there. We've got listening options, which include broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, different size bit rates for different internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and find them there. Plus, you get a list of over 100 great radio stations across the country, AM and FM band, that will carry the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. Listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So lots of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Music, entertainment, fictional books, these are great ways to get the ideas of liberty disseminated out to the greater public, the unwashed masses that may not have heard these ideas and aren't excited about them the way you and I are necessarily. And there's a great band out there now called Raja Mojo that's putting out liberty-oriented music, and you can go listen to it at YouTube.com. That's Raja Mojo, R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. And more importantly, you could buy the MP3s at CDBaby.com. It's fast and easy. I did it myself. You can download all four songs. You pay only $3.16 at CDBaby.com. And in the process, you're supporting independent, liberty-oriented music and getting that music into more people's ears. You want proof? There you go. They're rising up the charts at CDBaby.com. They're number one in intelligent dance music. Number one and two at retro rock, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in the political section. Number two in 70s rock, 3 in folk rock, and actually there's several more. It's Raja Mojo, and you can help moving them up the charts. They're moved up by people who buy the songs. Raja Mojo at CDBaby.com.
All right, our number here again, 855-450-FREE. I got some emails in over the last few days that I thought were worth sharing. And so one of them comes from Zeus.
We don't do a lot of emails, as a matter of fact, right?
I don't get a lot of emails, and that's...
It's because you dodge them with the...
That's true. I try not to. Actually, I do get a lot of emails. I spend way too much time in my inbox, but it's mostly for business and other things. And honestly, the show email address doesn't get the attention it deserves. We do have a show email address, and it's only ever so often that that I get in there. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
so
somebody sending.
If you want attention, we've got phone lines. They're open 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week. Use those. 855-450-FREE. It's the best way to get what you want to hear on the air is to call in and make it happen. But now and then something will come through, and this one came in from Zeus. He is the guy that does the voice work for LRN.fm.
I love his voice work.
He's the very deep, gravelly, bassy radio voice guy.
He's done a lot of work for Free Talk Live over the years, and as a matter of fact, does work for the sales end of it.
He's great, and he's a pretty smart guy, too. So he has this to say about the Burning Monk story we had talked about probably last week at this point, and I don't remember which day it was, but we were discussing this guy in India who was a Tibetan refugee. Set himself on fire to protest the Chinese president who had come to town to...
Who?
Yeah, that's his name. Who? H-U. The Chinese president had come to town...
Cute. Yeah, I'm good at that.
To meet up with some other politicians from around the world, yep. And the Chinese people are, ostensibly oppressing the Tibetans, and so...
Often the Tibetans seem to think that. I've got a question, though. Ken, if somebody goes and looks for the archive of this show, say it's 8 days ago, at archives.freetalklive.com, because the last 7 days are right on the front page near the top of freetalklive.com, but after that, you've got to go to archives. freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Will they be able to get show descriptions there?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. So, actually, archives.freetalklive.com just failed for me. Sometimes we have a funny little bug where if you put in the word that you're looking for, it will just send you right to the front page. But then if you try it a second time, it will work. I don't know why that is. It's one of those...
Is it the search bar right at the top, or...?
One of those weird things. No, I'm talking about when you type in, archives.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work the first time, but it did the second time. But, yeah, each of those episodes is there. You click the little down arrow, and you'll get to see the show description.
Gotcha.
So, this guy set himself on fire in protest of the Chinese president coming to town, and, of course, some of his... friends or relatives had done the same thing out in Tibet. There have been something like 30 of them that have done it over the last decade or so. And this is a pretty serious form of protest. And on the air, I was kind of wondering aloud, what would it take to push somebody to the brink of making a decision like this? I mean, this has to be... You've got to be really serious about what it is you're
protesting. You're committed to set to a particular topic if you're setting yourself on fire over it, right?
Right. And Zeus writes to kind of put this in perspective. He says, what you have to understand is that the Tibetan monks are Buddhist, or a religious rather than philosophical mix of the Mahayana and Vajrayana flavors. One of the main doctrines of Buddhism, philosophical and religious, is the concept of impermanence, that nothing lasts forever. Another primary concept is the idea of attachment. As Yoda, who is apparently Buddhist because much of the Jedi lore is based on it, correctly stated in Phantom Menace, he said, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." And Zeus says, so does all attachment. Love, hate, fear, envy, greed, lust, pride, etc. Too much attachment to one thing or another inevitably leads to needless suffering, for which the Buddha created the Eightfold Noble Path to prevent. So
now this should be on those romantic cards when you're trying to woo a woman. I'm not going to get too attached to you because it will only lead to suffering.
It's true. So if a monk understands that everything in the universe is merely an illusion of permanence, that entropy and time will erase all things, then he or she strives to not become too attached, to eliminate or reduce their vices and moderate their virtues, charity, patience, temperance, chastity,
moderate
love.
The virtues. I love that. That's funny to me.
The attachment to one's life is a strong one, and from a Buddhist perspective, an irrational one, because you know without a doubt that you are eventually going to die someday in the future. It's probably true, although science may change that.
At this point, we're dealing with a world where people eventually die, right? I mean, it's possible that I, as a 41-year-old male, may very well see the moment in time when technology makes it so, my consciousness can survive as long as I want it to, whether it's robot bodies or uploading it to the internet. Or
it may continue without you knowing it.
It's possible.
They could just being conscious of it in this lifetime, anyway.
Indeed. They could take my consciousness, load it into a guided missile, and then I would be, you know, like a smart missile for the United States monolith.
Some would argue. So if everything he says will eventually return to nothingness anyway, including us, then it's little effort for those most devoted to the precepts of Buddhism, particularly the religious flavor, to give their lives to make a statement that may help prevent the suffering of others. Since fire is the purifying flame of the cosmos, it makes perfect sense to use that as the method. Now, this will strike...
I'm kind of curious here, though. If attachment to whatever, leads to suffering, why is suffering so important? I mean, why...
Oh, they're obsessed with suffering in Buddhism, if I'm recalling correctly from when I was reading about it in jail.
Okay.
They're very interested in the concept of suffering.
But everything
else... They believe it can't be eliminated.
What's that? They believe it can't be eliminated?
Well, right, they believe that life is suffering, essentially.
It's interesting. I mean...
Please, if you're a Buddhist and I'm misstating this, please call and correct me.
Well, isn't it?
Suffering is a certainly part of the human condition. I don't live in a state of suffering, though. I think that's a choice.
I tend to disagree with the Buddhists on this particular viewpoint on life, but you're asking the question, Emmy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm posing it for conversation. I personally do not exist in a condition of suffering myself, unless there is something that is being put upon me that is beyond my control, which, granted, if we're speaking philosophically, is true of everything all the time, but I really try to, you know, even on my worst day, it's like, you know what, I'm on the right side of the grass.
Yeah. It's a real downer position. I've heard it before, and I don't know that much about Buddhism either. What I've heard, I've always kind of liked. It's sort of dreamy and philosophical.
I like a lot of Buddhism. I really do like a lot of Buddhism.
I like the Jedi stuff the best.
I'll tell you what. I'll see pull up a little bit more about suffering here in a moment. We'll talk about it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, I imagine that when Buddhism was created, there was probably more suffering in the world at that time. More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And by the way, it wasn't originally intended to be a religion, if I'm recalling correctly. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get yourself a free bumper sticker there. And or you can download web banner graphics for your website, high-res graphics you can use to make whatever you want. Also other things like flyers you can print out, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to access that stuff. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We're sharing an email here from Zeus. He's commenting on the Buddhist perspective and how it ties into people that will set themselves on fire in protest of various different things. So specifically what's happening is Tibetans setting themselves ablaze to protest Chinese rule over Tibet, the imposition of Chinese rule over Tibet, which has been a long-running controversy out that way. And so just recently it happened in India, where some Tibetan refugees live, or exiles, or whatever they're called. And that was what we were commenting on the other day, I think it was last week, where I was looking at this as, wow, you know, this is a real, this is the pinnacle of just a protest. I mean, yeah, it's one thing to wave a sign and sing songs and write letters and do those things. It's a whole other thing to literally take your life in protest of something that's going on. And what Zeus is pointing
out
is
it also shows the commitment to the, you know, I think we commented, this is a huge commitment to the issue. And what it also shows on the other side is the huge commitment that governments have to rule over people that don't want them. I mean, think about, you know, in this instance, the folks in Tibet, they don't want the Chinese. Generally, I would say, there's a huge outcry of Tibetans against the Chinese ruling over them.
People have set themselves on fire over the last decade or so.
A lot of people are very committed, and many people are, you know, certainly committed to the Chinese leaving them alone. But, I mean, think about the United States at the same time. There's all kinds of you know, separatist movements going on, whether it's, you know, people, the you know, in Alaska, whether, you know, natives people in Alaska and Hawaii and the Lakota Nation out in South Dakota and surrounding states, and, you know, lots and lots of indigenous people that would just want the United States government out and away, and other countries that want the United States government out of their business. And it just goes to show just how committed governments are in their ruling, too.
In that people will set themselves on fire and the governments are just going to continue doing their thing.
Right, whatever. Right? You know, whatever you people are going to do. You're crazy. We're in charge.
So just to finish up Zeus's email, we can talk further about Buddhism if necessary. But what he's pointing out is that our perspective, from the Western perspective, for the most part, unless we're talking about Buddhists, but from the typical Western perspective or the Christian perspective, we just don't get it, is what he's saying here. So he says, this will strike most of us in the Western world as completely alien or even sheer madness. We freaking love ourselves and our lives and our stuff so much that we'd never think of doing something like setting ourselves on fire. Clearly, there is something permanent, at least to us, and that's death. While religious Buddhists may think...
Right, and this would have been my rebuttal to this as far as Buddhism goes and commitment and all that, is Christians believe that there's heaven after death. I mean,
well,
Buddhism,
not if you commit
suicide, right?
What? No,
correct. That's true.
It depends on your... Catholics might have a prohibition on suicide, but you know, many other Christianity wouldn't say anything about suicide
really?
At all. Nothing that I've heard. I haven't heard Protestants talk about suicide as a problem. No, I mean, not necessarily. But certainly that's something that one can be forgiven for, that you know, mental illness and all these things can drive people to stuff like that. So, no. Yeah, I mean, the Catholics are the biggest form of Christianity, but they're still just a minority in the panoply that is Christianity. So, you know, Christians have heaven to look forward to. And I don't know, is it suicide if you just don't look both ways before you cross the street? I'm not sure. You know, I mean, does this...
No, that would be reckless.
Right. I mean, recklessness isn't... certainly, Jesus doesn't seem to speak against recklessness very often, certainly with one's own body. And I just don't know. I mean, does this mean the Buddhists are more committed to their religion than Christians are?
I would say so.
I don't know. That's just you drawing a conclusion.
But
I don't know.
The ones that we're talking about here, the ones that will set themselves on fire, they're probably different levels of Buddhism, sort of like there are different levels of commitment to Christianity. But
you'd think you would want to, you know, use that. You'd think you'd want to get to that great heaven place. I don't know.
While religious Buddhists may think the wheel of life turns and people are reborn, most of the West doesn't. And even most Christians who claim to believe in an everlasting life in paradise beyond death aren't willing to bail out on this life anytime soon. So, amongst death by self-immolation, which is a time-honored tradition dating back for centuries, is perfectly understandable based on their view of unattachment, and completely nuts to Westerners who praise and encourage attachment and inevitably suffer for it. People weeping or going into a nutball frenzy at a funeral? Attachment. Celebrity being stalked by a nutball fan? Attachment. Man beating his girlfriend because he loves her? Attachment. Perv getting it on with something they shouldn't be? Attachment. He says too much of anything can be too much, period.
Right on, Zeus.
Yeah,
well done.
I think Buddhism is interesting. In fact, I think I was reading a book called The World's Religions or something like that, and it had a nice rundown of Buddhism and Hinduism, and I think a lot of them have interesting aspects, and some of them have aspects I don't much care for, and so I kind of like to select and pick out the stuff that I like.
The golden rule seems to be somewhat universal.
Generally.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah.
That's why I particularly like that. And essentially, it's what libertarianism is based on.
I like the a la carte myself.
But the picking the things you like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that there's some really interesting things in different religions around the world. I like the reincarnation thing and the idea that you are an entity interacting with other entities that you have interacted with all of your life. Like you and I, Nemi, locked in a dance throughout the ages. That kind of thing.
I'm speechless, Mark.
That's how I leave him.
So a little bit more about Buddhism here from a PBS piece. Let's see here. So Siddhartha Gautama.
Siddhartha.
The son of an Indian warrior king.
Kind of run through it quickly and kind of say Siddhartha.
Gautama led an extravagant life through early adulthood, reveling in the privileges of his social caste, but when he bored of the indulgences of royal life, he wandered into the world in search of understanding. After encountering an old man, an ill man, a corpse, and an ascetic, Gautama was... Ascetics are people that cut themselves off from things, right?
Pleasure, yeah.
Gautama was convinced that suffering lay at the end of all existence. He renounced his princely title and became a monk, depriving himself of worldly possessions in the hope of comprehending the truth of the world around him. The culmination of his search came while meditating beneath a tree, where he finally understood how to be free from suffering and ultimately to achieve salvation. So the idea behind being free from suffering is that you have to completely detach from the world, because anything that you attach to because things are impermanent, is going to go away. So, for instance, you know, in a relationship with another person, one of you is going to die first. Usually. I mean, there's the occasion where two people will die on the same night.
Solution is to just not love them very much.
Well, that's not... Mark, that's terrible.
That's what he's saying.
That's absolutely not true.
Is it not true?
No, I don't think it's true. I think you can... Oh, gosh. Mark, you're terrible. Terrible.
I believe that I am being suggested that.
From the a la carte perspective, I think that attachment does lead to suffering. Absolutely. Because, yes, people will go. I've lost several people I've loved in my lifetime. But it's a choice. I think it can be an informed decision that, you know, okay, so am I going to spend my time and energy on this person who is going to be a jerk, or am I going to spend this time and energy with a person whose company I really enjoy and understand that this attachment may end sooner than I like, under either death or, you know, something happens and your friendship, your relationship ends, or someone moves somewhere else, whatever happens. I think it's kind of like a cost-benefit analysis to me.
I think the idea is to always be aware of the attachment,
yeah,
and to be cognizant of the level of attachment that you have. Mark, the way you put it it sounds very harsh. I don't think that, you know, the Buddha didn't love anyone, but then again, I don't know. I wasn't him, and I wasn't around to be around him. But at the same time, I think you're both kind of right in that the deeper you fall in love, the more hurt you're going to be when that goes away, right? So you kind of have to temper that with the understanding that this isn't going to last.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have that big of a problem with the human existence.
Yeah. You
know, my relationship with the human existence is not one that plunges me into a deep depression.
Well, I think part of the suffering thing is also accepting it as well, understanding that it's part of the human experience and that you can't avoid it.
Or maybe the Buddha had bipolar and, you know, we're once again all running after some crazy guy.
Just to understand and accept in advance, if you're going to fall in love with someone, that suffering will come, to understand that before you do it. 855-453.
Whether you fall in love with somebody or
not. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's what they're saying. There's always suffering in this life.
That's as long as you opt to.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.